25. Skull Game. There was no meal being served at the moment, but Maul found Coil in the mess hall anyway, on his hands and knees. The Chadra fan was humming to himself jauntily as he burrowed through the refuse bins in the corner, digging for scraps and tossing them onto a spare tray that he'd scavenged from the kitchen. Maul waited until Coil stopped, straightened up, and turned around, his whiskers dripping with something thick and pasty.
"Jaggernaith,"
the Chadra fan said, beaming, as convivial as ever.
"Ready to fight again, are you?"
He rubbed his hands together.
"We're all expecting to see you victorious, and very soon."
Maul didn't answer. His response, when it came, was to reach out and dump a small handful of bones onto Coil's tray. The Chadra fan frowned at them, momentarily flummoxed, then looked back up at Maul, blinking quickly.
"What are these?"
"For you," Maul said, "to use in your work."
"Is that so?"
Coil picked one of the bones up and examined it thoughtfully.
"Yes, I might have use for it. Yes, indeed I might. I thank you, Jaggernaith. You have my gratitude, yes, you do. Although it makes me wonder."
"I've been looking into your background," Maul said. "Why you were sent here to Coghive 7 in the first place?"
Coil's eyebrows twitched.
"Oh, yes?"
"You weren't always a sculptor. Before you came here, you made other things."
He waited.
"Counterfeit currency, to be exact. Credits on demand."
The rodent's face became the very picture of serene innocence.
"Did I?"
"If I were to ask you to ply your trade again for me,"
Maul said,
"I could supply you with any number of bones for your sculptures in exchange."
"How much are we talking about exactly?"
300,000 credits.
"And what would you be wanting it for?"
"I need to buy something."
"Well..."
Coil rubbed his hands together and bobbed his head from side to side thoughtfully.
"Well, well, well. I would need materials, of course. A means of fabrication. A craftsman's best friends are his tools. And the end product..."
"Make a list," Maul said. "Give it to Zero. He'll get you what you need."
"And for me?"
Maul stopped and turned back.
"What do you want?"
"My newest work," Coil said. "I believe you've seen it. It could benefit from a certain type of skull. A larger one. Saurian, perhaps."
His tongue flicked out and moistened his lips.
"I hear there's a death spine varactyl locked up in one of the lower cell blocks."
"A varactyl?"
"Intriguing creatures. Have you seen them, brother? 15 meters long."
The Chadra fan grinned.
"You see, it's a fascinating thing. The way the sinuses in their armor-plated skulls are designed to funnel and amplify sound to create a certain specific type of noise when the air passes through."
Maul nodded.
"It's done.